divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
The still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards. At the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity. Where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. That is T.S. Eliot, 4 quartets, quartet number 1 from Burnt Norton. The poet is describing a still point, and at this still point of this turning world, there is neither flesh nor fleshless. It is not the movement towards, nor it is movement from. It is also not the state of arrest, not, nor it is the state of movement. And we don't call it even fixity. It is not past or future, but in this moment, past and future are gathered. It is neither ascent nor descent. It is the still point. It is the state of no dance, and yet there is only the dance. The poet is describing the state of the still point, where everything has come to an halt. It's a state of arrest, but we can't still call it fixity. It's a state of still point. Nor ascent, nor descent, not movement, nor staying at one place. This state of consciousness is the emptiness. Our today's sutra of unlearning is emptiness that knows. And what is this emptiness? Emptiness does not mean blankness. It does not mean sleep. It does not mean running away. It does not mean escape. This emptiness is radiant clarity. This emptiness is the inner space. This emptiness is not the lack of things. Then what this emptiness is? This emptiness is the state of alertness. This emptiness is the state of natural attention. It's like open hand. When the fist is tight, nothing new can come. Tight fist cannot hold. But when the hand is open, it can hold. Emptiness is the open hand of consciousness. Emptiness is like the open sky. It can hold, and yet it is full. Emptiness is like the empty cup. The drink can enter in it. But if the cup is already full, nothing new can enter. To be empty is to be free from all the preloaded opinions, borrowed answers, beliefs, stored knowledge. It's a state of knowing. It's not the state of knowledge. It's a state of flow. Only if the bucket is empty, new water can enter. If the bucket is full, nothing new can enter. Baba calls it plain intellect. Sit with plain intellect and the new touchings will enter. There was a mental asylum, and in that mental asylum, they used to have annual checkup. And in that annual checkup, if somebody passes, then he is released. And if he fails in that test, he goes back to the asylum. After many years, two madmen seemed okay and healthy mentally, and they appeared for the test. Before the test, the first madman said to the other, "Since your number is first, after you come back, you tell me the answer. It's human mind that wants to know the answer." It's human tendency to search for the answers before going to the test. And of course, they were madmen. So obviously, they wanted to know the answer. The first madman agreed. He went inside. The doctors asked him, "If suppose your eyes are removed, what will happen?" He said, "I won't be able to see." Pass. He was sent back. He went outside and told his friend, "The answer is you won't be able to see." The second madman went inside. He was asked, "What will happen if your both ears are cut off?" And he said, "I won't be able to hear. See. I won't be able to see." That was the answer. The borrowed answer. The memorized answer. And memorized answers don't take you anywhere. Life presents fresh challenges every moment. See, answers cannot come from books. They should come at that moment from that space of emptiness. The answers should be fresh. Every day is fresh. So yesterday's answers will not work today. Yesterday's books will not be relevant today. Yesterday's experiences are dead and past. Life brings fresh and new challenges. Life presents fresh questions. And fresh questions should have fresh answers. And they cannot come from others, and they cannot come from books, and they cannot come from scriptures, and they cannot come from other person's experience. So the task is to create that emptiness. It is in emptiness that knowing happens. The walls don't allow you to pass. But doorway allows, because it is empty. A hollow bamboo can be turned into a flute, and music comes out because it is hollow. Had it been solid, it would not have produced music. So also, echo. When there is an empty space, the echo happens. The sound resonates. The music reverberates. Had it been closed space, there won't be any echo. There is a book and the pages are already filled, written. An empty page has got infinite possibilities. But the page which is already written, what more you can write? The task of spiritual life is to become the empty page of consciousness, so that every meditation writes new experiences. Drop the preloaded mind and its opinion and its beliefs, and the freshness will write new chapter of life in new handwriting. When the stomach is empty, in the state of fasting, the awareness increases. When the stomach is full, the whole energy is diverted towards the stomach for digestion. When the body gets free of digestion, the awareness, the clarity, the mind becomes clean and clear. The fog, the mist, the mental fog disappears, and you see things in new light. That's why Rumi says there is hidden sweetness in stomach's emptiness. That's why sages down the ages, the great men down the ages, resorted to fasting. Because in the stages of fasting, they felt themselves very near to God. The moment you move away from food, you move away from body. And the moment you move away from body, you touch soul and supreme soul. So again, the same principle of emptiness comes. When you sleep, what happens? The mind becomes thoughtless, and when you wake up early morning time, you are fresh because of halt in thinking, because of pause that has happened in the thinking mind. The process of thinking, one thought after another, tires the mind. That's why when you wake up after sleep, you feel so fresh, and new ideas come to you at Amrit Vela. There are three ways to practice this today. The first is gap practice, micro emptiness. Throughout the day, sometimes just stop. No thought, nothing. Close the eyes and feel the emptiness. Feel the gap, the micro gap. Between two thoughts, there is gap. You're not imagining, you're not justifying, you're not speaking, nor you are silent. You just are. In that state of no thought, there is some hidden secret. So throughout the day, multiple times, take a small pause, just of 1 or 2 seconds, few seconds. The second method is zero start method. Before you begin anything, just say the word zero. Before answering the call, enter into the space of emptiness, zero, and then pick up the call. Before you start the meditation, drop everything, say the word zero, and then begin the meditation. before you go for meeting, just empty the mind, zero, and then enter the meeting. Before you start any new task, drop everything for a few seconds, say zero, and then enter, and then begin the task. This pause is powerful. Before you speak and utter something unnecessary, pause. This pause method can prevent us from many unknown dangers. The third method is nighty emptiness. Before you go to sleep, Baba says, write the chart. Unload the mind. Drop everything that happened. Good, bad. Anything. There might be people who came and deceived you. There might be people who took advantage of you. There were times when you were taken for granted. Drop everything and go with that emptiness. Enter into that space of. So this night work, this night hygiene, this sleep hygiene, that night cleansing, this pre-sleep purification, ablution, this purging will cleanse the heart. There was one Sufi saint, and he was a shopkeeper, and he was very innocent, and people used to bring fake coins and give to him, and he would accept. Sometimes people would blame him for giving them fake coins, and he would take in exchange even whatever they would give him. Throughout his life, he kept receiving fake coins many times, and people knew to deceive him, and he was hoodwinked multiple times. Now it was the time for death. His death was nearing, and he was about to die, breathing his last breath. And he said the same prayer. He said, "Oh God, throughout the life, I always accepted fake coins. Now I am the fake coin, a counterfeit coin. You accept me." Kota Sikka. "Throughout that life I did that. Now you accept me, in spite of the fact that I am full of fakeness, deceptions. Whatever I am yours. Just accept now." This clarity, this cleanliness of the heart, God wants. So before you go to sleep, cleanse the room. And then go to sleep. These are the three methods. So first, take a pause, gap, just close the eyes and feel the silence. The breath is coming, the breath is going. No thought, no manipulation, just be in this moment and feel what happens. The second, before you take any decision, before you make a new start, before you enter a meeting, before you take a phone call, before you enter your department, before you begin a new business, a new interaction, a new agenda. Just enter into the space of zero. Even you can repeat the word zero internally. Before you sit in meditation at Amrit Vela or evening yoga, enter into the space of zero. This zero, this emptiness, will allow you to be spacious. And the knowing happens in space. Zero start method. And the third is 90, emptiness. This emptiness is creative. This emptiness is trust. It's like mirror. When you look into the mirror, your reflection it gives. It does not hold the past objects. Mirror does not cling to old objects. Had it been doing so, it would not have given a fresh reflection. So it is like to become the fresh mirror. The similar way, the keyhole has got space, that's why it opens. Coming back to the same poem, at the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. The real dance happens in emptiness. It's a state of, there is no moment, nor there is zero moment. It is the still point, but neither arrest nor movement, and we do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor descent, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. The real dance happens in this state of emptiness. The real answers come when the mind is empty. It is not filled with pre-learned answers. People go in meditation, the answers already they know, and they sit with that pre-meditated, pre-planned answer, and after meditation they say, Baba gave me this answer. The answer has not come from the divine. It has come from your own projections. Enter into the state of zero knowledge, not knowing anything. Into that state of emptiness, new answers will come. New revelations would be dawn, new realizations, new inspirations, new touchings, new understanding, new viewpoints, new perspective, new vision, new enthusiasm will enter. It's like coming to a junction. So when you come to a junction, there are three roads. You take a pause here. This pause is important. This pause will tell where to go. Right, left, east, west, north, south. And life presents junctions. If you rush, there would be collision, accidents, frictions. To enter into the state of no friction, to enter into the state of no accident, to enter into that state of silence is to enter into the emptiness. with this emptiness, in this emptiness, the divine will pour into the empty cup. So be the empty cup and let God fill you. Let His vibrations enter into the empty recesses and every nook and corner of your consciousness. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. Freedom clear.